Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IIFL Securities Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. R. Venkataraman. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Q2 FY24 analyst call for IIFL Securities. The global economy has proven to be more resilient than what was expected, but outlook continues to remain weak. Most organizations, global think tanks, continue to say that Asia is a driver, with India leading the way. India's macroeconomic situation continues to remain sanguine. However, geopolitics continues to cast its shadow. Earlier, we had Ukraine and Russia. Now we have Israel and Hamas. That is one dark cloud in the horizon which refuses to go away. Coming to our business, we are optimistic about the India growth story. We are optimistic of capitalizing on the India growth story, and we continue to make investments in talent technology to make sure that we fortify our competitive positioning. We have put a good performance in Q2 with all business segments gaining more traction. Our investment banking especially completed 17 transactions, including one M&A transaction. Deal pipeline and outlook remain strong. Specifically to September 30 results, consolidated revenues for the quarter: 534 crores, up 65% year-on-year, 30% quarter-on-quarter. The reason for this year-on-year change is because of brokerage income that has risen 66%, 271 crores versus 163 crores for Q2 FY23. Distribution of financial product distribution increased by 57%, 85 crores in Q2 FY24 versus 54 crores in Q2 FY23 due to sale of high-yield products like AIF, PMS, health, wellness products, and insurance. Investment banking has also increased 52%, 38 crores versus 25 crores in Q2 FY23. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, again, brokerage income has increased, 271 versus 177, and that was primarily driven by large transactions in institutional broking. FPD income was flat, 85 versus 85, and investment banking has reduced, 38 against 55 in the first quarter FY24. Other income has increased significantly, which you can see, to 27 crores, primarily due to mark-to-market gain in BSE shares. Coming to expenses, employee cost has increased 41% quarter-on-quarter, 43% year-on-year, and mainly because of bonus provision for the institutional broking and banking business. Finance cost was up 44% quarter-on-quarter, 58% year-on-year because of increase in our borrowing lines and borrowing limits, primarily because of growth of MTF as well as margin requirements. Admin cost has increased 22% quarter-on-quarter, 78% year-on-year, mainly because of increase in sub-brokerage pass-out, legal and professional expenses, technology and provisions. Marketing expenses also increased because of increased activity and sale of live-long wellness products. Our assets under management and custody stood at 169,822 crores. Our average daily turnover was 249,973, which is broadly 250,000 crores, broken into 2,445 in cash and 247,533 in derivatives. Corresponding figure for the last quarter was 230,000 crores, 1,655 in cash, and 229,161 in the derivatives segment. We have 4.23 lakhs active customers in NSE, and as we have already told earlier, our pace of customer acquisition has slowed down. We have acquired about 50,000 customers in a quarter, and primarily because we want to focus on the segment which is affluent. With this, I come to the end of my talk, and we are more than happy to answer any question that you want. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Narendra from RoboCap. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My first question. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
So my first question is regarding your average daily turnover. So it has seen a drastic increase over the past quarter also and over the past year also. So what do you think, how much of it is sustainable and what is your outlook for the next, say, couple of years?
Okay, you know, this is a question for which it is very difficult to give a very scientific answer, but let me try and articulate my thoughts to the best of my ability. So if you see the exchange turnover, then bulk of the volume is happening in options. And within options also, now there's a big state, I would say players have come in the, what I call as the algo trading platforms. And, you know, in the past, our algo offerings were not very strong. And we were, in the last two quarters, we have made significant investments in our algo platforms. And hopefully we are able to see some benefits of that. So these are the typical customers who are what we call as high volume customers who keep on trading aggressively in the options segment. This is one segment which we continue to, I would say, invest and acquire customers who trade options significantly. But having said that, this is one segment which is very competitive and customers leave for lower and lower brokerages. And, you know, this brokerage entire, there's a race to bottom happening. So it is very difficult to say how much of this growth will happen going ahead also. And as I said, that our agenda is to focus more on the upload segment and make sure that we get into quote-unquote a financial planning model so that we try to increase our cash segment and try selling more and more of financial products.
Okay, got it. And what kind of pipeline are you seeing in the investment banking business? So what kind of growth will we see in the next couple of years?
See, we are very optimistic about our investment banking business, and you know this is one business we have done. We have continued to invest and fortify in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And given the fact that India is in a macroeconomically speaking, India is in a sweet spot, and as the economy recovers and capex cycle starts, then there will be a big opportunity in the small and mid cap space, especially in the ECM segment. And there, I think our positioning is quite strong. And the reason for our strong positioning is threefold. I would say one, we have a very good research, we have good corporate contacts, and third, last but not the least, is that all the three buckets of the IPO construct we are able to pull on their own, we are able to fulfill on our own strength. Deal pipeline is also good. And I think overall I'm optimistic about it, although it's very difficult for me to give a number. Last two quarters have been good because we saw actual closure of transactions. And so this is lumpy income, and as and when transactions get closer, it will come. But overall, directionally speaking, we are very optimistic.
Okay. And one question regarding the, BAC has launched its option derivatives segment. So are you seeing any kind of traction over there? Has it also contributed a little bit to the...
Yes. Actually, that's a very valid point you have raised. BSE has started Sensex options, and also, so we have also benefited from that. So, yes.
Okay. Because we are seeing humongous growth there. So we are seeing growth there. Yeah. Okay. And my final question would be ballpark... growth that if you could give on your top line and your margins if it's possible for the next, say, couple of years?
This is something which is very difficult for me to hazard a guess, and also forward-looking statements are generally difficult to make. So I would skip this question if you don't mind.
Okay, so overall we are optimistic about the growth, right? I mean, because one of the brokers I attended, he said that the next couple of months or next couple of quarters could be a little bit down due to the elections and stuff. So are we on the same lines or we are more optimistic?
Actually, I'll answer that question very differently. You know, what happens is that it is very difficult to give a quarter-on-quarter outlook. And because obviously this our business, which is capital market linked, is quite, I would say, quite... linked to the state of the market, for lack of a better word. So my suggestion is that don't look on a quarter-on-quarter basis, but look on a longer trend. So longer trend, all the indicators for our business are sanguine, simply because I would say economy will move from, say, 3.5 trillion to 7 trillion. The total amount of assets in the mutual fund will increase, life insurance penetration will increase, and I would say sale of PMS and AIF products will increase, number of Demat account holders will increase, and people, I would think that financialization of savings is also a real trend. So given these factors, I would say look at a longer or maybe a year-on-year or a larger time frame, because shorter time frames tend to distort the picture.
Okay. So one question. What are our top focuses? I mean, what are the top segments that we are focusing for the medium term?
So I would answer that question differently. We have three segments which we are targeting. One is institutional broking, where our team is continuing to do well. We are known for our research. Investment banking, again, in the mid-market space, we are trying to build capacities. And last but not the least is, I would say, instead of derivatives broking or chasing market share broking, we were more focused on the financial planning on the affluent segment.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Prayesh Jain from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
All well, Prayesh. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm good too, sir. So firstly, on this, you know, the option volumes, you know, when we talk to investors, I think there are two concerns which are always cited, and would seek your, you know, responses to those two concerns. One is, whether we have reached the threshold. What would be the best way to judge whether the option volumes can continue to rise from here, you know, from the levels what we've already seen, you know, whether the market go up or down? We've always seen option volumes in the last three, four years, just heading, not bearing a few months where we could see, we would have seen some flattish trends. So, you know, how do we kind of take this call, whether the option volumes will continue to see a upward trajectory? Second is whether, you know, how, you know, the activity of these customers, you know, especially the likes of discount brokers, who have acquired very young customers in the lower tier cities with a very lower ticket size. What kind of behavior would these customers entail in case of a bear market phase? And possibly I'll just add one more is, you know, the regulator. Whether the regulator will intervene and kind of restrict retail activity participation in the F&O market. So what I would like your responses to these three concerns and whether, you know, these are any real concerns for the industry.
You know, Prayesh, it's a very complicated and I would say a very interesting question. And I'll give you my perspective in the sense that I always thought that when derivatives volume became 90 and cash segment became 10, I thought this was the peak. Then 90 became 95.5. Then 95.5 became 99.1. Now 99.5, 99.6 to 0.4. So this entire growth and growth and growth of derivatives has, I would say, for a lack of a better, surprised me. Because the way this entire growth has happened has really caught people by surprise. And even if you look at the options volume, the bulk of the volume is also happening in Nifty. Now, Sensex has come, again, it has formed a new, I would say, Nifty, Bank Nifty, Fin Nifty, then you have Sensex, then BankEx and all those things. So these are the, I would say, triggers which are happening, and then we are ordering what is called as a mini lots also. I think Axis Bank Mutual Fund has written a report, which is called Gamification of India. So, and they have raised some real concerns in the sense that people are looking at this as more like a, I would say, a game rather than serious investment. So this growth is happening for sure, and more new people are coming and trading options. So this is a trend. So I'm sure that regulator will look into it and curb whatever unhealthy practices are there. So on that, I think it's for the regulator to decide. But my guess is that, frankly speaking, every time I call, in the analyst call, you ask me this question, I think, "Ab ho gaya?" and I'm like proven wrong. So this is something which I would now decide not to opine or give any opinion.
Okay. Interesting. So secondly, on, you know, your client acquisition strategy now, you know, like you spoke that, you know, we will be focusing on affluent client acquisition. So what are the channels of these acquisitions of clients, and how do we see this further scaling up from here? Whether, you know, what kind of, so if you could just give some numbers as to, you know, on the acquisition that you would have made in the first half, where are these customers from, lower tier cities, what age cohorts these are from, and what income cohorts these are from, that would be helpful.
No, I don't have these questions like age and income cohorts, but reality is that we have two, three channels to acquire. One, we have a sub-broker channel from which we are acquiring, and we have our own RM list to acquire, and the pace of acquisition is slow. So this is not something where I can talk, saying that I'm going to acquire lakhs and lakhs of customers. So we are more focused, as you said, on the affluent segment and the quality of customer, rather than getting customer for the sake of customer, and that's the process. So this, as we said, we have articulated the strategy sometime two, three quarters ago, and hopefully over a period of time, we'll gain traction.
Sir, and recently we had seen, you know, one of the traditional brokers, which is bank-based brokers, HDFC Securities in particular, they have launched a proposition for a discount broker. While I understand we already have a group entity, which is 5paisa, is that the strategy that everything will go to 5paisa in terms of discount broking, and IIFL Securities will be primarily running in the traditional format and looking at the brick-and-mortar business? Is that the right way to think about
it? Sorry, can you repeat this question? Because I missed you.
No, so basically what happened was HDFC Securities, they've recently launched a discount broking model, where, you know, they will be focusing on basically competing against Zerodha, Upstox, Groww, those kind of companies. But we already have a group company called 5paisa, which will be, you know, focused. So that approach will continue to be in that form, that discount broking will be in the 5paisa, and the main business will be, or the traditional broking business will continue to be in the IIFL Securities. That is the right approach, right? That will continue.
Yes, we are very clear that this, the no touch, tech-savvy, do-it-yourself customer will be focused on 5paisa. This is more like financial planning kind of customer, where there's a human intervention and human assistance, because the cost to serve for a human, we need to target a more affluent customer.
Okay. So last couple of questions. On our distribution side, where would the focus be? You know, whether you would, because, you know, in life insurance, we've seen there are some changes in the taxation rates, where, you know, which has impacted some business. And, you know, one of the key competitors has shown a very muted performance in life insurance. And even for you guys, I think the life insurance business was kind of muted in this year. Yeah. So, you know, which products are you looking at?
Actually, our focus on this segment will be all products: PMS, AIF, mutual fund, bond, insurance, general insurance, wellness. So we are focused on that. And, you know, my opinion is actually because of tax changes, this has been affected, but over a period of time, people get adjusted and become normalized. So my feeling is that because everybody had a bumper first, fourth quarter, so now people are, for lack of a better word, I would say, going slow, but too soon it will catch up. So it will be all kind of advisory products.
Okay. And so lastly, your take on the MCX transition that has happened, whether for us it has been smooth, and whether are we facing any issues with regards to the software transition, which has happened, you know, just a day before yesterday. Are we facing any challenges or is this all of the transition?
Actually, to answer your question, there were teething problems, but more or less smooth. But I think it's like a issue. It's a non-issue because the transformation has happened.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Sumit Jankar, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for providing me the opportunity. Congratulations for good set of numbers. I wanted to know the current cash market share, derivatives, and commodities market share. And my second question, also, the brokerage sharing for the cash and derivatives. And my second question will be regarding MTF. So how much percentage of MTF is outsourced?
It's outs. No, I didn't understand last question. MTF is outsourced.
I mean, your MTF book size is around 895 crores. So out of
yes.
895, how much it is outsourced?
So as per regulator, we can do 50% from own fund and 50% from the borrowed fund.
No, what is the question? Out?
Outsourced. I mean, how much it is, how much of the MTF is taken from bank or like...
How
do we fund it? Okay, that funding is 50% own and 50% borrowed amount. And as you know, our own balance sheet is about 1300 crores, so that we can manage. And coming to market share, I would say 1 second. Kaha hai market share? Yeah, na? Cash market share is approximately 3%. F&O market share is about 0.8%. But there we have taken the total divided by total. We have not separated retail and prop. So denominator is total exchange volume. And commodity is about 0.5.
Okay. So and what is the sharing of derivatives in total brokerage? And cash and derivatives sharing?
The cash will be about 60-40. 40 cash, 60 derivatives.
I have one general question regarding the derivatives client. Currently the derivatives retention is very important, I guess. So what can be the two reasons so that the retention can be increased? And also the client can make few losses, like because the client is the client accounts are blowing up. And heavy margin losses they are facing. So what can client, what client should do, and also for retention of the company, what are the two main reasons which can help?
My guess is that, first of all, my guess is that the client should become more educated and know about how to trade options rather than coming and doing what I call as too cold, unquote, blind fatta, or I would say just Khelo India Khelo. So client has to be educated. And second thing is that now there are a lot of, so basically you should put stop loss or be careful. And second thing is to increase here, we as a broker, we spend a lot of time and energy educating customers and telling that people that the derivatives are for sophisticated people, it's better to put money in mutual fund and cash segment, take delivery and hold for the long term. Because the entire option is for 1 month only. And in 1 month the market can go anywhere. So my guess is that people trade, learn, make mistakes, learn, and then become, I would say, more interested investor.
Yeah, all right, sir. Thank you for giving the insight to answer. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Mahesh Awate from Podar Diamonds Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity and congrats on good sets of number. Going forward that we are actually growing on top line and bottom line. So going for next 2 to 3 years horizon, are we going to maintain the same trend, first of all, and whether that these margins will be maintained going ahead?
I think going forward on a 3 year forward, I think growth trend should continue. Although, as I said earlier, also difficult to predict on a quarter on quarter basis. So, given the overall, I would say quote unquote, the trend in the financial, because of financial savings overall trend, I'm quite optimistic. Regarding margin, I think we should be able to protect the margin.
Fine. There is also increase in employee costs and finance costs this quarter.
Yes, employee cost has increased because of bonus provision, finance cost has increased because of borrowings has increased, as the margin trading book has increased.
Yeah, but any plans for going forward that to get out of this debt burden? Because
so, our debt is not a quote-unquote debt burden, because as the margin trading book comes down, debt will reduce, and as the exchange and other component of usage of fund is because of exchange margins. Because of tightening of SEBI regulations, our funds are getting blocked in exchange. So these are two uses of capital. So theoretically speaking, we have not borrowed and put money in plant and machinery to that extent. So effectively, they are just working capital and can come back fast.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from Varun from Abacus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just one question. Why is the other income so high, 26 crore as compared to...
Other income is very high because of mark-to-market gain in BSE shares. As you know, we are having BSE shares in the investment, so that it had a mark-to-market gain.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay from JNJ Holdings. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you.
What is the status of basically that 5 paisa transaction, and when do we expect the shares?
See, actually this to be 5 paisa transaction is pending for regulatory approvals. We have sent, I think NSE, BSE, SEBI are asking queries and we have answered all the queries. So hopefully we should get the approval.
Okay. And sir, seeing our cash flows and the requirement of cash, basically, is there any thought process of doing a buyback and basically rewarding the shareholders as well as the promoter, basically? Is there any thought process on that?
You know, the board will decide on this at an opportune time. And I as of now... as of now, there is it is not proper for me to comment on that. So I would guess is that depending on what the full year looks like, the board will decide. But having said that, I think we should be cognizant of the fact that because of new regulations, margin requirements have gone up. So the company might like to retain cash so that it can fund its exchange margins as the business grows as well as margin trading book. So it has to be a balanced decision, and I would guess the board will take a call.
Okay, and last question from my side, is there any basically that real estate sale which was going to happen or which was planned?
Yeah, last quarter we sold one property in Ahmedabad.
Okay, and basically going forward by this year end, any targets of...
Actually I made this comment in the call also, so I don't want to repeat it. We are trying to sell, and as and when we get a good deal, we'll exit.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from Prayesh Jain from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so on this upstreaming of funds to the clearing corporation, did we have any impact of additional interest costs when we had to repay bank guarantees with some borrowings?
Sorry, what?
So this upstreaming of funds to clearing corporation, the bank guarantee channel, the bank guarantee was removed, right? And instead of bank guarantees, the mutual funds, which was over and mutual funds that can could have been placed. But you know, one of the competitors has kind of has cited that they would have an additional burden of an interest cost because of this. So whether we are facing any such issues?
No. So basically, exchanges are taking fixed deposit and overnight mutual funds. And only the working capital requirement is put in the form of cash.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So bank guarantee was anyway allowed, but you have to now create it from your own funds. So there is nothing linkage with upstreaming of funds with the bank guarantee.
Okay. Okay. Got that. And secondly, on the mutual fund side, we've seen a SIP count to be kind of, you know, plateauing in the last two years. Is mutual fund distribution facing some challenges because we are focusing on other products? And secondly, also on this trajectory, whether the because it is in the affluent category, there is more shift towards AIF and PMS, and that's the reason the mutual fund AUM for a mutual fund SIP count or the folio count is not that not in line.
No, actually, to be honest, we are focusing on mutual fund. Yes, you are right that we are not seeing significant traction. 1 year ago, it was 100,000. Now it's at 160,000. So obviously, growth could have been bigger, but it's not been so much. And mutual fund assets are at about 9,000 crores. So we will continue to grow this.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Sumit Jankar, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for providing opportunity. So my question is regarding the algo trading. You mentioned about the algo trading. So how much is the growth, quarter on quarter growth in turnover? And
I don't have this exact data on how quarter on quarter growth of algo has taken place, but it has grown.
Okay. Do you have numbers of market share of algo separately?
No, no, I don't have market share of algo.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if there are no more questions, can we end it or?
Yes, sir. That was the last question in queue.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Dear friends, thank you so much for joining the analyst call. If you have any other questions, you can ask either, you can send an email to our investor relations and we'll be more than happy to answer. Thank you so much once again and have a nice day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.